At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
All right, good evening, everybody. Sorry that we're a little bit late. I was having a slight tech issue. Tonight, we're going to be having a juicy debate, and I'm glad that you're all here for it. Is female privilege a thing? To start us out, LP has the floor. So LP, up to 6 minutes, and it's all yours.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here on the Modern Day Debate platform. Normally, I wouldn't accept a debate proposition like this one. I don't like conversations that are divisive or meant to cause more division between the sexes rather than unity. Having said that, I had to come back my homeboy Primetime 69 and also just see what my esteemed opponents are going to come up with today, because the idea that female privilege doesn't exist is laughable. Obviously, there are some perks to being a woman. That's just undeniable. And yes, there are also perks to being men. So the real question in this debate is not, is female privilege a thing? Because it obviously is, but rather, what is the implication of that? What does it mean? Does it mean women are oppressed? Does it mean we need to go in and make radical changes to society in order to even things out? The answer there is no. It's natural for there to be differences between the sexes, and so it's natural for men to enjoy certain advantages, women to enjoy certain advantages, and there's really just nothing wrong with that. If you want some examples of female privilege, like just off the top of my head, I mean, this is a really kind of trite, funny thing, but ladies' night at the club where women don't have to pay cover charge, that's just an objectively a perk of being a woman. You can go to the club and save $5 or whatever it is. It might be a small perk, but it is a perk. Of course, there's bigger ones. You know, women don't have to register for the draft in order to vote. Women are seen more positively in general. Many studies have shown this. We got the Women Are Wonderful effect. If you Google female privilege, which I did today, the top result that comes up is a study that found that when you give people a fake study telling them that you found some kind of area in which one of the sexes perform better, people respond much more positively to hearing that women are outperforming men than they do to hearing that men are outperforming women. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of examples, but you get the idea. There are advantages to being a female, and we could describe those as privilege.
All right. It seems like you wrapped it up there. So you got a little bit more time there. We'll give you up to 9 minutes, Alex, to make your opening case.
Well, it's me, a pimp on a blimp, here with LP, and he made a lot of good points. And I'd like to start off with what I call punani privilege. It's very obvious that women are more privileged because they have the vagine. You think, oh, Alex, that's a joke. Well, if I'm joking, then why do women make 100 times the amount that men make on OnlyFans? I can't sell a picture of my penis for the same price you can sell a picture of your vajayjay. So already you literally have privilege with your private parts. And then also on top of that, you don't have to get drafted. You don't have to go to war. You don't have to go fight and die for your country, all because you have breasts and a vagina, which I love. That's great. So that's privilege. And also, you can look at any time. If you type in teacher sleeps with two, it's always a female student. She sleeps with the teacher, and they always traditionally get a lighter sentence than a male pedophile. Now, I'm just saying that just shows you that women, and that's through all crimes, even murder, that women serve lighter sentences. The amount of women that are in jail compared to men are very small. It's a very small percentage. That's why when women go to prison, they can make a show like Orange is the New Black, and everybody just laughs, and it's all cute. And it's a bunch of girls being pillow princesses eating each other out the whole time. But that's not the reality of the world we live in. If you're a man, life is tough. I'm not saying it's easy as a woman, but you're able to use your body, your mind, your soul to maybe, you know, date a rich guy. In the dating world, a woman won't even look at you if you're under 6 feet tall and if you make less money than them. That's not my stats. That's any basic dating app statistics. Women don't want to date guys that make more money than them. Women also don't want to date guys that are shorter than them. So just saying, there's a lot of advantages to being a woman. I'm not saying that your life is just perfect. I'm not just saying you have 100% advantage of a man. I would say probably men have an advantage in some fields. Women have an advantage in others. But overall, women have more privilege. And that's just because society treats women differently than they treat men. It's very beautiful that society does that. But I think it's very obvious that a woman is not treated the same as a man for crimes when it comes to the military or when it comes to sex work. So it just shows you that a woman's power is undeniable. And that's why I'm actually pro women, because I sometimes think some of these whores that are selling their vagina on the internet for $4.99 don't realize how powerful puss that they have is. And that's what kind of frustrates me. That's why I'm a little empathetic that these women need to be, you know, lioness or whores, because a lot of men out there are simps. They're wimps. You know, they'll do anything. A sucker that idolizes mediocre pussy. So with the amount of simps that I personally know and the amount of women out there, I think it's much easier for a woman to manipulate a man when it comes to dating. So already women have a lot of advantages. If you do a dating app, I think when they do the statistics of how many people swipe right or how many connections you make, I think it was like Bumble, women make a ton more. And even on the one of the most popular dating apps, Bumble, the women get to start the conversation. So once again, they have an advantage in dating. So like I said, I don't think it's just easy peasy because you're a woman, but I think it is easy. If you want to be a woman, you want to get in the gym, you want to get some fake boobs, you can really kind of turn shit into sugar and probably find a rich guy to date. I know that sounds impossible, but I mean, if we laid off the Twinkies, any chick can lose weight, and then all of a sudden some guy will date her in 2 seconds. And even if you're a big fat heifer, there's guys that have fetishes for that. So believe it or not, it's not hard for a woman to find a man. It's much harder for the man to find a woman, I personally think, from my experience. So you got the power of the punane. I got the power of the penis. It gives us different superpowers, kind of like Aquaman can deal with fish, Superman can fly. But still, the punane is more powerful than the penis, in my humble opinion.
All right. Well, thank you both for your introductory statements, LP and Alex. If you guys aren't aware and haven't subscribed to Modern Day Debate, we are a neutral platform. We platform debates about science, politics, and religion. And we do hope you feel welcome in the live chat, hanging out. Hit that like button. You know, it doesn't hurt if you're hanging out. And we're going to put the floor over to the other side. So I think we established the one side, but Ryan, would you like to go first?
Yes. Hey, everyone. I'm Ryan, or Radical Coder. Women, am I right? Can't live with them. I yield my time to Ashley.
That's so real. You're so real for that one, Ryan.
I thought I he might be that, kidding. But yeah,
I think that...
you want like 11 minutes. You got it.
Is it my turn? Her.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. I think that the other side actually did a pretty good job of kind of what Ryan and I talked about right before this debate, which was that, of course, female privilege is real. Privilege in and of itself is real. Male privilege is real, too. And we could go back and forth all day about who's got the most privilege, right? So I guess I kind of just wanted to talk a little bit about why female privilege is a real thing. I think that women are just the superior sex all around, to be quite honest with you, both genetically and just physiologically. I think that we're superior in almost every way. And since women have been able to be in the workforce, or I wouldn't even say been able, some women hate it, like it fucking sucks, right? But that's just the world we live in. Since women have been working and gaining an education at higher rates than men, we're also outscoring you guys on IQ tests. like, I mean, honestly, it's pretty much just every way. If we had physical strength powered, then we wouldn't even need you guys anymore, except for sperm banks, just to be honest. But as it stands, you guys are physically stronger and you are our grunts. So let's argue.
Wait, I'm confused on what's your side of the argument. So you do agree that there's female privilege? Isn't that what my...
We accept the concession, and I guess thanks for having us.
Yeah. I can give a little bit of a slight...
You guys started it. You said that you think it's both real. I said, we do. We all think it is. You also conceded that men have
fell
privilege.
For that?
All right. Sure.
Wow.
All right. Let me say.
Greater divergence. Go ahead there, Ryan.
If the debate is purely like the idea of anyone having some privileges in some context, obviously everybody has some kind of privilege in some kind of context.
Not everybody.
Okay. We could probably find some niche weird context where literally almost anybody could, but that's not the point, right? Like we're talking about like structural advantages that people have, that genders have. I think to LP's credit, he brought some attention to this, that this battle of the sexes framing of these conversations is extremely unproductive. And it inspires like this idea that people of one gender cannot succeed in society without it being at the expense of people of the other gender. And I think this is harmful. Like the idea of patriarchy is not like patriarchy is not synonymous with men, right? When people are complaining about the problems with patriarchy, they're talking about the structures that hold people in these very specific gender roles and don't allow them to move outside those boxes, as well as a bunch of other consequences that come out from that. So just to be clear about like we're not just talking about the idea of anybody having some privilege, but we're specifically talking about like women as a class of people having privileges. And we can talk about like what situations they might have privileges, how good those privileges really are when you look at them more critically, and like what the root of those privileges, like where they actually come from in the first place. That's the interesting conversation.
All right.
Yeah, I already know where this is going. This is going where like, oh, well, the reason women have ladies' night and get no cover charge at the club is because it benefits men, because men want women, and it all benefits. Anything can be spun around in that way. Oh, it looks like we lost Alex.
He's coming
anything
back.
He'll be back. So some people say an example of male privilege is the so-called wage gap, which as we all know is really an earnings gap. Men work more and earn more money on average than women. And you could say, oh, well, that's male privilege. They earn more money. But again, men are doing that for the benefit of women. So I don't really, we can say, oh, well, what are the causes of these female privileges? It's all patriarchy. It's all
patriarchy
all the way down. But I don't know what that even means or accomplishes.
Right. So how are men doing that for the benefit of women, out-earning them? And why do you think it is that they out-earn them? And in what positions do you think it is that they out-earn them?
Like,
and then also a caveat to that, what you just said, is that the ladies' night, right? Like, but it's for the men. No, it's a way to price gouge you guys. Like, yeah, it lures you in. It's using us to use you. That's society using us against each other. Us getting free drinks when a guy buys us a drink comes with strings attached that he's trying to get into our vajayjays, as what's his nut said. So like, but
you can see my name, Ashley. It says Alex Stein. You can read my name. Why, Ashley, are you an OnlyFans girl or something?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I sell pictures of my feet, but doing very, very nuanced, odd things. Ryan does buy them. I like to step
is she joking?
In, like,
that's what I'm saying. So that's how I know.
Putting you
asked for an industry where women make more than men, OnlyFans. So there's your answer.
That wasn't my question at all, actually. Thanks for listening, Alex.
Well, didn't you talk about jobs where, didn't you just say you asked?
Right. She said, how does it benefit women for men to earn more? And I'm happy to answer that question.
And I also asked you, in what industries do you think it is that men earn
more? That's what I'm saying. So porn or in OnlyFans, that's the answer to your question. So I did answer that.
All right, hold on, Ashley. We got to let Alex cut in here.
Men earn more on average across the board. Okay. So the reason men earn,
I thought you said women
earn more is because.
I know you thought. Can I
answer the question?
Yes.
The reason men are incentivized to earn more is so that they can find a mate, first of all, like Alex pointed out in his opening when he said that women want to date somebody who earns more than them. This puts pressure on men that they have to go out and earn. Men also like to work. That's just part of our nature. So it's not like this total begrudging thing. But the way that that benefits women more so than just we're doing that to find a spouse is that women control the majority of consumer spending. There's all kinds of studies on that. Women control the majority of consumer wealth. So how do you reconcile that? Men earn more money, but women spend more money and have more money. It's because there's a transfer from men to women in these households where women often do the shopping and the men do the working.
Well,
also, men pay more taxes because they earn more, which is another kind of privilege women have. They pay less taxes, but they take out more in benefits. You know, women live longer. They take out more. All right, in their
we'll have to let them respond
to some
longer of these points.
We're genetically superior, but we also have the pink tax. So,
Sorry, go ahead, Alex.
Well, I'm just saying, so you admit that female privilege is a real thing? I mean, what are we even debating this for?
I'm busy.
LP's busy.
I'll debate all three of you. I don't think that we should identify these things as female privilege.
Because I think that only a fucking idiot would say that some demographic of human being doesn't have some sort of a privilege. So
well,
I think
then
it's a
you're the
question.
Fucking idiot for coming on a debate and trying to argue that side of it and just conceding immediately.
We don't have to leak private emails here, but
listening to the goddamn question.
I was coming in from my car. I was coming in from. I mean, literally.
All right, let's let Ryan in here. Sorry, Ashley.
I was just going to say the emails. My understanding, when I agreed to this, I looked at the emails that the back and forth between, I don't know if everyone was on this, but I believe that the question was reframed as more accurately whether or not female privilege is meaningful. I think that was my understanding. I understand that we use the specific framings to be more provocative and
wait. So
you know,
Ryan, let me
going,
cut you off.
Totally
so
cool,
you're
but,
saying
yeah.
female privilege isn't meaningful? Is that the side of the debate you're taking?
I'm actually not necessarily. I would say I don't think that we should identify those
saying,
things.
So, I'm not mad.
Don't worry. Let him explain.
I'm busy. I didn't just come here to argue with you about it.
Don't worry. Let's let him respond, Alex, and then we'll. I'm
let
saying
you
that
well.
I the things that you guys are identifying as female privilege, I would not identify as female privilege. I don't think we should use this term to describe these things. So I would say no. It's not.
Can you give some examples of male privilege?
Male privilege. I mean, we just talked about the earnings, right? Men make more. Men are more likely to be CEOs. Men are more likely.
Yeah, but that's
so how does that a privilege things. For men, but paying less taxes isn't a privilege for women?
Well, paying less taxes comes at the cost of making less money. Like
let me ask this question, right? Ryan. So do you think men only make money because of affirmative action, because other men want to affirm other men more?
Men were the only ones who were allowed to have income for a long time. And I mean, and it's kind of, we're kind of recovering from that. So
it's kind of nice. A woman could just work, or I mean, excuse me, a woman didn't
have to
work.
She was working. She was already working, right? She's doing housework. Even if she's forced in the house, she's still doing a ton of work, right?
My hypocrite never answered the two other points in my question because I wanted to know. So I asked you what jobs and what positions do you think it is that men are out earning women?
I mean,
and
virtually all of them. Virtually all of them. Men across the board on average earn more than women.
True.
There's certain examples where it really leans heavily towards men. You know, dangerous jobs where you can get injured on the workplace skew very heavily towards men. But just men.
The next part of that
was
why do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
Why do I think women or men work dangerous jobs?
No, no. Across the board. Not talking about the dangerous jobs. Why do you think that? Why do you think men are?
I don't think it's. I know why it is. It's because men. Yeah, it's because men work more hours. They work longer. They have more experience. They've done all kinds of studies on this stuff. Like they did a study on Uber. Where they've tried to figure out why do men earn more money on Uber, and it's because they earned more hours, they worked the more busier spots, they were more likely to work the busier times, and they drive faster, so they get
more
fares.
You're giving the obvious questions, but in those studies you read, did you look at the underneath of the why that is? Why? What are some reasons that might possibly point towards that women might
work more hours?
If we're just talking about workforce.
Why do men work more hours? Is that the question?
Overall, if you've read these studies, what do you think? Why?
I'm interested to find out. I don't know.
So it's a combination thing. Obviously, women have childbearing duties, which takes them out of the workforce. And like I said, women are more likely to not work than men. So a lot of people, their wives don't work. My wife doesn't work. So I don't think that's even factored into those differences.
There are several studies where it is factored in.
But they're more likely to work part time, even the ones
correct.
Who do,
like, right? Because they're family. But also, like, if you look at middle class America, most blue collar families, and even below, like, we live in an economy now where, like, you basically cannot live off of a one household income. So most women, like, I know for me personally, like, I've always had to work. I've always had two or three jobs. Or even when I was a stay-at-home mom, it entailed me picking up a part-time job working nights at a gas station while breast pumping in the back. I'm just saying.
A better man.
Absolutely. Perhaps I should have. I'm not going to argue with you on that. But part of that is also, like, when women are taken out of the workforce because they do have kids, right? Yeah. Even when they go back to the workforce, say it's a year, 2 years, 3 years later, they're significantly behind their male counterparts. So
of course,
the definition of privilege.
They shouldn't work.
I don't think the definition of privilege would fall under the definition of privilege.
Well, I don't know if you're memeing that. Let me respond to that real quick. Which is that it comes down to your preference. Like, some people are happy working less. You're acting like the fact that women work less is because they're oppressed or whatever. But some people are quite content to work less hours. So it comes down to a question of your personal preferences at the end of the day. Like, me personally, I'm quite happy being a man. I wouldn't change my sex. You just said you think women are superior, so I assume you don't want to change your sex. So at the end of the day, it's just a matter of, what do you value more? Do you want to be independent and pursue glory like a man, or do you want to be kind of pampered and not have to stress your pretty little head like a woman?
Most Americans don't have that choice.
I'd like to be a little pampered, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, most Americans.
Exactly. I'll work hard in the meantime, but I like to get pampered. I don't think it's womanly to get pampered.
But interestingly, the Washington Post had an article a few years ago where a bunch of trans males, so these are women who switched over to men, were basically complaining about they thought they were going to have a life of privilege as a man. And it turns out, no, actually, the world is pretty cold if you're a man, and it's uncaring, and it only cares about what you can do for it. And women are not used to that. Women get socialized and have friends without having to make any effort.
Give them 10 seconds. Well, real quick, okay. when you say that you're only valued for what you can offer them, I think women absolutely understand what that's like. No? I think women I'm surprised you would say that women don't know what it's like to be only valued for what they can offer to someone. I think that most women feel on a day-to-day basis that oftentimes men around them are only valuing them for the sex they can offer them, or the likelihood.
Sure, but
of them,
I mean, if you
want to
call
sex.
These trans men liars, that you can do.
I mean,
that.
Some of them
I'm
might be.
I'm just
know.
Telling you what they said in the Washington Post article.
Sure. I also listened to trans men when I was leading up to this debate, and a lot of them, at least the more progressive ones I was listening to, were kind of talking more about things I'm saying, and talking about how like female privilege as a this term, it doesn't even. It's kind of misleading, both because it implies like that it's something that's at the expense of men, rather than just a dynamic that exists under patriarchy, right?
But also, why the fuck would you even bring up what was said in an article if you didn't agree with it and you weren't using it as a point for your argument? So shut the fuck up.
Let me say this, because this debate is so boring already because we all agree. So let me argue on your side.
I don't agree.
No, I want to say that female privilege doesn't exist, because a woman like yourself has to go to Sherwin-Williams and use an entire paint store just to cover your face and make yourself look halfway decent. So I know, as a woman having to do that, that has to be very challenging and very hard.
It is very challenging, and it's expensive. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was talking about the pink tax. Now, that is something that women spend 20 to 50% more on every product that we use, specifically because we're women, because of what your friend there said about how women do most of the household shopping, right? But now we're seeing that, like, he's saying household is in married couples. We're not even talking about married couples anymore, because marriage rates are declining, right? But women are still doing the majority of the shopping, and we're getting taxed the shit out of because of it for the same exact products, same exact labor that it costs to fix it. That's not
necessarily true. Oftentimes, I think that study, they had like pins, and they're the same exact pin, but one had pink packaging and one had...
No, I can tell you exactly how.
But so it was like 25%, 25 cents so more or something.
Let Alex finish his point.
I'm just saying girls waste money on stupid stuff. So as a marketer, as somebody that wants to...
show you how. You're wrong.
It's easier to sell crap to women. So you call it a female crap. It's just because they can charge more because you guys are dumb enough to buy and sell whatever gimmick they have because marketers know how to market stuff. You could just literally sell the same product and make it pink and charge a little bit more. And girls will buy
it. That's not what it means, but I got you.
That's because you're not very smart and you guys don't know how to value shop.
No, that's not what it means.
He's right, you know.
I've never seen someone hold up a line with coupons who was... I've never seen a man hold up a line in a grocery store with coupons, okay?
So when you say men are the ones doing smart shopping, I don't know. If I get extra care bucks, you don't think I use my extra care bucks? And I'm a wealthy young man. Yeah, I mean, what am I not gonna...
Alex, you said that women are just overall more dumb, and that's why we pay more for things. Is that really your feeling?
Well, I can prove it because they had to. They had to outlaw
that we're more dumb.
Yeah, I can tell you why they had to outlaw transgender women from competing against biological women in chess. In chess, a non-physical sport, because men are better than women at chess, a sport that takes your mind. Poker, another sport.
I don't think trans women are overwhelmingly winning
are,
a chess tournament.
These are
Google it. Hey, Ryan, sure. Google it. You don't believe me. Google it right now.
I believe they banned them, but I don't believe they were overwhelmingly winning.
I know, but
something.
They banned them because they feel like they have an advantage. And so
they feel like that, yeah.
Yeah, sure. So that means because they think men are smarter. There's your women that said that. There's your women that outlawed.
Women can be wrong about stuff. They do it all the time. Trust me.
Trust me, they're wrong about shit every single day. Yeah, I mean, they don't know a damn thing half the time. But they still outlaw men because they think they're smarter. And so there's a reason why there aren't a lot of professional female poker players. There are some, but there's not much. So and those are sports that are of the mind. They're not. It's a game. You're playing a game. Men always beat women in that stuff.
It's a certain part of your mind. It's an analytical part of your mind. I'll agree with you on that. But overwhelmingly so, women are outscoring men on IQ tests. And also, I think that sometimes emotional intelligence is incredibly underappreciated in women. And here's something I always find interesting is that men call women manipulators. We're manipulative, right? True. That's because you're the dumbasses letting us manipulate you.
We're horny, Ashley. It's different. Men are horny.
We're able to control an entire social situation. We're able to control how you feel about yourself and how you interact with others. I'm sorry, but that's kind of some genius mastermind evil shit, man.
Yeah, and Alex, what you just said about us being horny, that being different, I don't think it is because they're different things, but they compound together, right? Like I've absolutely put myself in incredibly stupid situations because I was horny. I imagine many men can relate to that. So it's not that they're different things. They're deeply interrelated, you know, but yeah,
I didn't hear the horny comment and I love horny talk. What was it?
Me getting myself in stupid situations because I'm horny.
You do that. You do. I can attest.
Well, it's kind of like the old saying, like no man ever gets laid without paying for it one way or another. So, like, even when you take a girl out and you have to buy dinner and all that stuff, you know, the guy has to pay for all that. So I'm just saying it's hard to be a guy. You have privilege. You get to be the one that gets wined and dined.
And it's hard to be a girl. Because...
And you get to decide who gets to enter your vaginal area.
Well, as a guy who's been wined and dined by women before, I think that we should encourage more. Well, that's technically true.
Was it a sexual wine and dine or was
it
like? It
actually not. No, Ashley and I are just.
It doesn't count. That's like your grandmother feeding you.
I'm not.
I know, but I'm saying.
Ashley brought that up.
Have you been wined and dined and then the girl.
All right. Everybody's talking.
But answer that question. Have you been wined and dined and then the girl gave you hot 69? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, literally. I'm not talking about Ashley. Yes. That's what I was trying to tell you. You stopped listening.
No, 275 pounds. She's very cute.
She's biological female, women, Ashley. Honestly,
but... She is a biological female. Yep.
Last time I checked.
This is true. She's kind of weird, though.
But speaking of the biological female thing, I actually did look it up about the chess thing, and it turns out the Chess Federation has ruled transgender women cannot compete until they make an assessment of their gender change. So they have to provide proof that they changed their gender, but they are actually allowed to compete.
No,
so you were, in fact, wrong about that.
No,
I mean, personally,
they're
I don't think that trans people should. That's not what Fortune article says. I don't think trans people should compete in, like, I don't
that's
think
sports,
trans
right?
women.
Yeah, sports, yeah.
I don't think they should.
Yeah, but it's a sport
board,
of the mind proving that men are smarter, was my point.
This doesn't do that, though.
I know that was your point, but it was a really dumb gay point.
Yeah, and also was wrong.
Are you anti-gay, Ashley? Are you anti-gay?
No.
Then why are you using it as a slur?
Because I think we should bring back gay. I think we should be able to say gay again.
And you don't like gay, Ryan? Maybe
this, like, kind of back on track.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What are we even debating, dude? What are we debating? I'm super busy. What they
think. You were the one that asked the question.
Like, what is your point? Like, what are you here to say if you already conceded female privilege is real? Like, what is your point? Get to your point.
I think that there's been several points made, and I think that you're just not actually adequately addressing them. I've asked you to describe.
You've already,
like,
conceded the debate.
If you could shut the fuck up.
Let's let her ask her question.
Thank you. So I've already
we're doing what we can. Go ahead, Ashley.
I already said that the pay gap thing, why is that so? Okay, like, I don't know. That's okay. If it is a female privilege to be able to stay at home, to be able to not work, to be able to stay at home with your children, right? Which some women may not think so. Overall, to be honest with you, I think it is. I think that is quite the lovely thing to do. It's just not accessible, and it's not possible, and it doesn't happen for most Americans anymore. It doesn't happen except for the top percent of earners. It really doesn't. Especially, it depends on. That's true. I've lived.
That's not true. It's very possible. If you're a median earner, earning $45,000,
let's let that back and forth happen.
A family off that, you just have to be frugal.
I didn't finish.
You just have to be
responsible
with your spending.
Is what you're saying? But yeah, sure, you could do it.
Yeah, if you want to eat home-baked styles and ramen noodles every night, and you live in a fucking 900 square foot house, and you sit there and don't have a fucking life, sure.
But in the richest country in the world,
if you want to live the American dream, both people have to work. And I've lived both lives. I'm just saying this is true. So I think a bunch of that shit is, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I really do. And I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. I don't want to take it away from you that you're able to do that with your wife. That's wonderful. I don't know.
Trad life is the American dream. And maybe you have to make some sacrifices for that. That's okay.
Correct. I understand. And that's another thing I think is a problem with this new system of things, is that men now have to be in their mid to late 30s or 40s even to be able to afford to have that trad wife life or whatever. You know, that wasn't the way that our grandparents and great grandparents did. My grandparents
were married for
50-something years, and they met in high school. My grandpa was able to go and be a carpenter and buy a fucking house and provide for his family, and my grandma didn't have to work.
Yeah,
I'm saying that this shit is changing, and it's
sure.
not.
I still don't know what your point is. Like
my
do you
point
guys have some kind of prescription for something
it's
that
not
should
a,
change?
It's
or...
not a privilege. It's not a privilege inherently for females to have to marry a dude that's 15 to 20 years older than them in order to have that life. That's not a privilege. True. That's kind of gross, to be honest. And yet we do it. The ones that want that life do it. And that's creating a toxic society, a toxic environment, and a loveless marriage. And that's not a privilege. That's not a fucking privilege.
It also feeds into a lot of resentment from young men, as we see online all the time, talking about these older guys who are older, richer guys who are allegedly consolidating all of the women for themselves. You know, like, this is very common on the Fresh and Fits and stuff of the world. Like, this is a very, very common talking point.
But it's such a fucking privilege that women out there, especially young women, they're foregoing their privilege to marry an old guy, right, and have the life. So that they're selling their pussy online for $5 a month memberships. That's not a privilege either. None of this is a privilege. It's a side effect of a degenerate goddamn society. It's not a privilege.
All right. I think you're giving.
Are we going to pretend like I'm the only person who doesn't know what their fucking point is?
I understand.
Because we're not even arguing. I mean, I'd like to debate, but I mean, I'm trying to give them some points. I mean, this is debating myself.
Before you guys all jump back in.
Actually, it's funny that you say moral, but I mean, I'm obviously smarter than you.
You've been quoted statistics. Hold on.
I've got the two of you on mute just right quick. I do want to remind our live audience that we will be doing a Q&A at the end of our open discussion. We are having a very lively open discussion. I will remind our speakers to try not to have too much crosstalk just because there can be digital artifacts, and that completely just makes it so that you can't hear a certain speaker. With that being said, Ryan's been trying to get in with the point here, so I'm going to put the floor over to Ryan, and then I didn't know Ashley gave you guys quite a bit to chew on there, so I'll let you
I'm just
going to
recenter all that Yeah. So I'm basically all of what you said, I'm trying to refocus that to the main core of the conversation. And I think that, like, the thing that I'm concerned about here is that the phrase female privilege, everything that we can talk about that could be like, quote unquote, an example of female privilege, is often, it's going to be like a double-edged sword. And it's not going to be something that necessarily is always benefiting those women, or it could be physical danger that's involved in this quote unquote privilege when it comes to like the drink buying and stuff. All these things are really going to be double-edged swords, I guess, is the main thing. I'm just kind of repeating that. So I'll leave it there.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that. But it cuts both ways. You can say the same thing about male privilege being a double-edged sword in many cases. So I agree. Like, I don't really like the word privilege because it has this kind of implication to it that, like, you're pampered, you have it easy or whatever. And I just don't, yeah. Whenever people talk about white privilege, male privilege, stuff like that, I don't like it.
I'm sorry. And I just wanted really quick to I did email and text James, and I flat out told him that these are my points of view, and yet still here I am. So don't shoot the messenger. Like, I've said how the fuck I feel about this, and I was still invited to be here. Yeah.
So we agree. Okay. Well, then I got to go. I got to. Yeah. I mean, well, Ryan, what have you and I argued?
Yeah.
I mean, no offense, Ashley. I mean, and this isn't trying to be rude. You have less than 1,000 subscribers. I don't even see your Twitter. I'm just saying, I mean, are you even a relevant person to debate? Like, I'm looking at, I mean, you're just such a nobody that
I'm more of a nobody than she
is. I'm such a nobody.
That's what I'm saying. So you're less of a nobody than her, Ryan? I mean, guys, this is a waste of my
Destiny debate.
I mean, Hypocrite has a huge account. I have a very big account. I mean, we have.
You guys don't have to be here. I'm glad you are.
That's what I'm saying. I know, because we're agreeing. I'm about to go.
She has more subs than Ryan, which proves female privilege. Ryan is a much better debater. And yet Ashley has more subs. If that's not female privilege, I don't know what is.
I keep thinking you're talking about me, and I'm like, I think she does. But let's let Ryan.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I want to answer him really quick.
I mean, you almost have more uploads than you do subscribers on your YouTube channel. Literally, you have such low subscribers. Is it even monetized? Right. I guess it's not.
We already had the catty talk of it. Let's get back to the topic.
I bet it makes a ton of money with 900 subscribers. I bet you're raking in the dough.
All right, hold on. I'm not going to talk about the platform anymore.
Yeah, I'm such a moron, you seem so smart. You seem so smart that you're able to get 900 subscribers on YouTube. So you're really smart.
It doesn't take being smart to get subscribers on YouTube, Alex. It takes selling out, being a douchebag, and being triggering and controversial, which I have a feeling you're very good at. I've never heard of you before this either. I actually
a lot more people have heard of me than you. You know that, so...
But I did.
My dad
could
beat up your dad.
Nobody's heard of either of y'all. Either of y'all combined, nobody's heard of y'all.
All right, let's.
The wave that you made on the internet, both of your waves combined,
you guys are both getting put on mute for a second. Ryan, LP, bring us back full circle, guys, because we're getting into the weeds.
I feel like we're done here. I feel like we all said what we said. I feel like we all more or less agree on the core issues. So as far as I'm concerned, we can move on to the Q&A. I also am a busy person with shit to do, so I don't feel like going in circles.
Can I ask you a question,
for the sake of it?
Do you recognize the difference between the concept of like individuals having privilege and like specific scenarios, and then like structural privilege?
What do you mean by structural privilege?
Basically this idea of these gender roles enforcing these particular privileges. It seems like you were in favor of that staying, like that's a good thing, you think it should be, but you acknowledge that it changes over time. Obviously feminism is evolving the dynamic there, and you would say that's probably a bad thing, or do you think that it's kind of just what do you think about that?
Feminism is a bad thing, yes.
Why?
Women shouldn't be in the workforce. We'd all be better off if women stayed at home having children. I won't elaborate on that because it's off topic, but feminism is a bad thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so feminism is bad because it changes the structures that are in place that are holding the particular gender roles being where they should be, in your mind, is what you're saying, right?
No, because it attacks the natural order.
Yeah. What you think is the natural order, but if it was really the natural order, then it wouldn't matter what these structures are around it. It would be natural, right? It would pervade all of that. Like, but it doesn't seem to be doing that because these structures are changing, right?
If you guys want to vamp on that for a while,
yeah,
feel
that's
free.
Fair.
Okay, so these then are structural privileges that we're referring to, like at a gendered level, right?
I just don't know what that means. Like, does that mean they're policies that are put in place by institutions?
Not necessarily. It means that they could be influenced by those policies, but they're not like the direct result. Like, it doesn't mean you can draw like a one-to-one line, although I'm sure in some cases you could. I guess to further it a little bit more.
So like the women are wonderful effect, or the way people are more trusting of women on like at first than men.
Sure.
People are more suspicious of men. A man with alone with a child, oh, he must be a pedophile. You know what I mean? Is that a structural privilege? I would call it like just kind of cultural, or maybe just natural. Maybe it makes sense because men are more dangerous than women. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I mean by natural order. Like, yeah, probably men are more dangerous, so you probably should be a little bit more careful around them. You know, to me, it just makes sense.
So, sure. I think I can agree that it might be more rational to be more uncomfortable around a man than a woman. But also this idea that that women can't be dangerous is also kind of rooted in a lot of misogyny, right? Women can absolutely be, I'm sure we all know women can be very dangerous.
No, they can be, but it's just like we're talking like statistical averages.
Yeah, on average, of course, yeah. But I guess what I was, you brought up white privilege earlier, which I think is a good parallel here. Because when we talk about like male privilege, we're basically just like in the same way when we talk about white privilege, we're just talking about like things that don't impact you because you're not a person of color, for example. Like that's the same thing that's happening with male privilege, is that we're talking about things that don't impact you because you're not a woman, because you don't have this additional thing. Because pretty much everything that men deal with, except for maybe signing up for the draft, these are going to be things that women also deal with, plus they have to deal with being a woman and all the different things that come with that. So that's why privilege in that context, and the race privilege as well, like you don't have to deal with racism as a white person, but you still have to deal with, like, if you're impoverished, all these different things. It doesn't mean you have an easy life, like Alex was saying in his opening statement. It doesn't mean your life is perfect. It just means that you don't have to deal with these other specific things that this class of people has to deal with.
Well,
so what are the
I
things that men have to deal with that women don't
that
have to deal with?
You can't be racist to white people. I don't.
Yeah, I do think that. I'll buy that. I'll bite that bullet.
That you can be racist to white people?
I think you can be bigoted towards them, I guess, or prejudiced, but I wouldn't call it racism, no.
Yeah, well, so we just have different definitions of racism, but yeah, I mean, this is like kind of off topic.
Yeah, it is. Well, do you see the parallel I was drawing? Like that men don't have, that women... I'm sorry, that the male privilege is referring to things
I feel
that
like
men
you just
don't
made
have
an assertion that that women have it harder. I can't say I've found
sure.
it really
yeah.
compelling.
Yeah, they have to deal with things that are specific to them being women that men don't have to deal with. And I don't know what the opposite is. Like, I don't know what men have to deal with, except for maybe the draft, that like women don't also have to deal with.
Well, so what are some examples of women? I mean, women give childbirth, but that's like a biological reality. Can you give me an example of something that women have to deal with that men don't? That isn't
sexual
biology.
Assault at huge rates, being objectified constantly. I mean, being in danger of being kidnapped or anything. Like, there's just some examples, I guess.
Yeah. So no, I disagree with that. What you're saying then, because there's you can give examples of like that for men. That we already talked about one. Men are viewed with more suspicion by people initially. They have to work harder to prove themselves in order to be accepted. And that's not my opinion. Like, there's all kinds of studies that find this. So I don't see how that is different. I don't see what the difference
is. Well, the difference there, if we're talking about like people being suspicious of you versus people who might want to hurt you, like we're talking about very different dynamics, right? Like we're talking about people being scared for their lives. Like the women are people, we're talking about women being scared for their safety, and we're talking about men being like, well, this person doesn't want to be around me because they're scared for their safety. Like it's not exactly a one-to-one, right?
I mean, I feel like that's kind of a dodge, because the core issue is whether or not there's different advantages that the different groups have. To sit here and measure them and say, well, when you take everything into account, women have it worse. I don't feel like that's possible. I don't feel like we can do those kinds of comparisons. Alex has a tiny peen.
Unnecessary, Ashley.
Goodness. Gracious. Go ahead.
But I guess what I'm arguing is that I think there is a case to be made for that, because it doesn't seem like, when you say that, oh well, men have to deal with this thing that women don't have to deal with, and the thing is like people being scared of you because you're not a woman, and or not just because you're not a woman, but because you're not, or because I'm sorry, because the woman is the one who's scared that you're going to hurt them, right?
Yeah, I see what you say, but like my position on this is, if you want to take everything on the whole and try to do a comparison, at the end of the day, like I already said, it's going to come down to your personal preferences, your personal values. What do you care more about? Some people prefer the male lifestyle and some people prefer the female lifestyle. It's impossible to say there's a big advantage. I'd be interested if they ever did a survey that said, like, do you wish you were born the opposite gender? I don't think it's inconceivable that maybe women would be slightly more likely to say yes to that than men. But I don't know about that data actually existing anywhere. But even if that was the case, you know, unless it was like 80% of women said yes and 20% of men said yes, it's not like so crazy that you can make any kind of definitive conclusion. I don't think it would be that kind of disparity.
Well, sure. I think that would be an interesting study. I don't know if that would really answer the question about like who has it, or, you know, who has more structural disadvantages or whatever. But it just seems, again, it just seems like almost everything that men have to deal with, I guess, except for being viewed with a little bit more suspicion, almost all of these problems are going to be things that women have to deal with in society. And then they also have to deal with all the other things that come with being a woman. That's why it seems like there is this male privilege to not having to deal with those specific extra things. And that seems to be what's identified by that word. So if we can find the other side of, if like female privilege is like, oh, well, people find you more approachable, but that also means that they might get the wrong idea. If you smile at them, they don't know if you're giving them a sexual invitation, you know, all these other things. They're, again, the double-edged sword of it all. It doesn't seem to be the same kind of thing as what's referred to by male privilege.
Well, there's more examples than just men are viewed with suspicion or viewed less warmly or more empathetically. Men are viewed as more expendable. That's why you have women and children first on the Titanic, that sort of thing. But there's more than just that. You know, a woman can cry in public and no one's going to think less of her. If you're a man, you better not cry in public. Every single person who sees you is going to hold that against you for the rest of your life.
Mostly other men, right?
That's still technically not considered a privilege.
If you have a girlfriend or a wife, technically not cry in front of her. This is at your mother's funeral, but yeah, women will look down on a man who cries because that's not what women want in their men.
But that's technically not considered a privilege by definition.
I want you to know, men out there,
the ability to cry in public without being judged isn't a privilege. How
it's not considered a privilege. No, actually, that's considered a societal construct, and one could argue. It's true. It's absolutely true. So by definition, not a privilege. By definition, the reason that we feel this way or the reason that that is a thing is because of patriarchy, right?
Isn't everything a societal construct? I just don't understand what that even's supposed to mean.
Right? It's supposed to mean that this is a society that we've built off of. It's a society that we've built off of these archaic beliefs that we have to have everything gender specific. Men can be this, but they can't be this. Women can be this, but they can't be that. What I'm saying is that in essence, these aren't privileges. These are actually harming us. They're harming all of us. It's harming men and women. That's not a privilege that I can cry and you can't.
Yeah,
privilege.
Yeah, and in fact,
by
it's not
a privilege.
In fact, it is damaging. It is hugely damaging to both men and women that men don't feel like they can cry and express their emotions when they feel them.
No, I disagree. It's not a question of what you feel like. You just can't do it. In front of your girlfriend, guys. I'm telling you.
Listen, you can cry.
There's no point of being like, oh, we should change it. We should be able to cry. You can't do it, so don't do it.
I cried and I fucked his mom after I cried. Okay, so like you can do that as well. I promise.
We can be serious for a second. I'll give you the floor, Ryan.
Yeah, I am going
to
be.
I'll ask you to put the sign down, Ashley. Let's try to bring it up a little bit, guys.
When it comes to the crying thing, it's not a privilege for women that men can't cry in public, right? In fact, it hurts them because men take out their emotions in harmful ways. This is what we talk about by toxic masculinity as one example. Is men don't feel like they can express their emotions. For men out there, it's okay to cry. Don't sob constantly. No one wants a partner who sobs constantly, man or woman, but like it's okay to feel an emotion and to fucking tear up and cry about it. It's really important that you're like, this is terrible advice.
This is just progressive.
I promise I fucked way more people than any of you. This is a perfect example of how progressives can look at the fruit
we'll that their on. Tree bears and say, you know what, we're wrong. We should go back to how it was. That worked better. No, they just say, keep going, dig deeper. That's progressivism in a nutshell.
Yeah, so he's actually saying we should dig deeper into the past relics of society,
Alex,
right?
Just now, that's a perfect example of female privilege. If he were to hold up a sign and say, Ashley has a giant gaping cunt, I mean, people would probably get pretty mad. He probably would have been told to take that down quicker, right?
People get more sensitive about mistreating women. Yeah.
That's a privilege. Yeah.
It's not a societal construct.
That is a privilege. You got me.
You know it is.
Well, here's the problem. Differentiating.
You got me. Yeah.
The problem with Ashley's argument earlier was not that she was wrong. It's that she was using the fact of it being a social construct as an argument against it being privilege. But that part is I don't think she actually agrees with that part. So countering that it's like being like, oh, well, it's all social constructs. Like, sure. Like we can expand that and see that that's probably true, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily privileged, but there's obviously different arguments that need to be made around that. Right?
I honestly shouldn't have gone with societal construct, but I was at a loss for words to be frank. I think that this entire debate is fucking gay and stupid. I'm not really into it. I think that a lot of the debate talking points that are brought up on this show are pretty fucking gay and stupid. I think that they're trigger statements and trigger topics, and it's like, oh, let's get like, you know, the flat earther to come like, no, shut the fuck up. Like, debate something real. So when I do agree to come on here, I'm always very honest. And I'm like, look, I'm not a goddamn moron. Like, I understand that female privilege is real, but let's talk about the fucking why. You know, I want to debate that more than I want to debate like some fucking circle jerk bullshit that we all sit around and hear every day. And that's just my feelings on it. Well, so, yeah, maybe
I had your chance to debate that and you kind of blew it. I mean, I agree. I think we all agree we're over this. So we've been going for an hour. Maybe let's do the Q&A and wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm fucking
let's roll into
that,
the old Q&A. That sounds like a fantastic.
I actually like you, I hypocrite. I'm going to subscribe.
Oh, thank
hey,
you.
That's nice.
I don't like you, but I like talking to you.
I like him.
I'll take it.
He's pretty based.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's roll into the Q&A. I would like to wait for Alex to get back, but he is having. I won't make any inappropriate jokes. I always get in trouble. So, anyways, he'll be back.
I'll make one. I have female privilege. He's probably jerking off somewhere.
Yeah. I think he got called on another Uber run.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you guys are savage. My goodness. Coming right at each other. No, it's fine. We've had a lot of fun, obviously, just chit-chatting. But, you know, things don't always go the way that we plan as far as, like, having, you know, everybody as dichotomous as we'd like them to be. So, yeah, definitely still a big round of applause for you guys for coming out and having the discussion and getting as much out of it as what we can. Yeah, let's read some of the questions. So Fact Junior Roll said, this is going to be funny. Glad you had fun with it. Fact Junior Roll. Sir Thomas Drake says, grumpy old man says, with a winky face. I'm not sure what that's about. But last one says, Jupiter Darman. This one's for Alex. So, Alex, if you can hear us, if you're out there, we have a question here that is just specifically tailored to you as I'm reading it, and I'm like, that's not right. But yeah, if Alex comes back in good time, we'll read it out and then we'll close out the show, everybody.
Is that the Latina booties one? I saw that go by.
Well,
a wild thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's gonna make it back before we decide to close out. Did you guys have any closing thoughts before I wrap up the stream?
I do, but I don't need to go right away. It's fine.
I'll just say that female privilege is real, and we all know who's behind it. The Jews.
Oh, my damn goodness. All right, let me
disavow.
Just...
I disavow.
All right, so yeah, let me just... Yeah, why'd you have to be like that? I was... Oh, I have so many words for you after this. Anyways, no, it's fine. I don't think Alex is going to make it back. So we'll close it out, everybody. And thanks for being here. And
my closing thought would be, James, I've asked you time and time again, quit typecasting me. I think I could do a better job sometimes arguing the right.
All right. If you want to message James, wait, can I give closing? Your own time.
I don't think I gave a closing statement. I'll give a quick one. Yeah. So like I've been trying to say, and the conversation between LP and I, the back and forth there was fairly productive, I think. When I'm talking about, or when we talk about female privilege and privilege in general, we're usually talking about things that you don't have to experience. We're referring to problems that you don't have. It's a privilege to not have to deal with these specific problems. So when we talk about white privilege, we're talking about not having to deal with the impacts of racism, right? Which is why we would say that you can't really be racist against white people, because you don't feel those impacts of racism, at least not directly and for most people. And similarly for male privilege, we're talking about things that men don't have to deal with because they're not women. So if we're talking about female privilege, we have to be talking about things that men deal with specifically, or I'm sorry, that women don't have to deal with because they're not men. And it seems like the examples were the draft and being people being suspicious of you. And that's about as far as we got.
All in all, pretty gay debate topic.
And he's closing thoughts,
gay,
Alex.
No, because gay is a good thing, and the topic's not that good, but it's fine.
Any closing thoughts, Alex, before
yeah, this was a waste of my time. I'm a pimp on a blimp. I'm Tucker Carlson's biological stepson. I'm with these, you know, two zeros, one other hero, one other pimp on a blimp, and I just wasted my time on a subject that we all agree on, and Ryan's acting like we don't. Ryan's actually a pretty nice guy. I kind of like your vibe, Ryan. You're actually a pretty good guy. Ashley, you're immature, which I expect from a woman, but one day you will mature, and I'm sure you'll get wifed up and knocked up. You got, you know, you don't look half bad when you're dialed
up. I have boobs and a vagina. What are you going to say? What can you do?
You got enough paint, you know, on your face that you look halfway decent.
Exactly.
Decent, so.
Yeah.
So you got it going on like Donkey Kong, but I'm the real pimp on a blimp. Everybody knows that I won this debate from the start. You guys were too afraid to actually debate me. That's why you conceded at the very beginning, Ryan. Gave it up by saying one line, then Ashley had nothing, like a typical lady with, you know, could talk the talk but couldn't walk the walk. Once again, when you get on a blimp with a real pimp like myself, I always win. So this was easy. Are we done?
What does that even mean?
We'll wrap up.
Yeah, your small, feeble mind couldn't understand it. That's the problem.
Well, we're glad that you made it.
Tell Tucker I say hey.
I will. I'll talk to him tonight. We're going to talk and go over how great the interview was and expose a lot of stuff about 9/11 and about, you know, the moon landing, some funny stuff. We talked a lot about vaccines and other stuff.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Love those. Love vaccines. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll get off the air then before we do say anything that's going to get us in more trouble.
Stop saying that, Ashley.
By
gosh, you're going to get us kicked off. Vaccines are the tremendous. They're great. They're safe and effective.
Full on ending to that. That will have to be wiped away. So thanks, everybody, for coming out. And we'll see you over at Matters Now for the after show. Cheers.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.